The Democratic National Committee launches the commercial on Madison TV stations this week. It blasts President Bush, accusing him of misleading the public on the threat from Iraq in his State of the Union address. The only words spoken in the ad come from that speech.
Saddam Hussein recently sought significant quantities of uranium from Africa.
Under audio of typing, the spot continues on with only written words saying, "But now we find out it wasn't true. A year earlier, that claim was proven false. The CIA knew it. The State Department knew it. The White House knew it. But he told us anyway." Terry McAuliffe is chairman of the DNC.
And it's clear what the president was trying to do. He was trying to make his case. He didn't have the facts alone to make the case, so he had to puff the facts up. This is one more instance where the president has politicized our intelligence agencies, and the American people want to know how it happened.
The Republican Party of Wisconsin says it's the ad that's false and misleading. Darren Schmitz.
It leaves out the fact that he cited the British intelligence for the significant quantities of uranium from Africa. The British are standing by their intelligence reports, which President Bush simply referenced. We see this just as a kind of a cheap shot of sorts to try to get traction against George W. Bush.
The National Republican Party tried to get TV stations not to run the commercial. Madison CBS affiliate station manager Tom Beer says he received a letter warning him not to run it, calling the ad deliberately false and misleading. But Beer says it's not unusual to get threats and letters on issue and even political ads.
It's important for us not to be, you know, censors of, some of this robust free speech that is occurring here.
The commercial calls on viewers to sign on to a petition calling for an investigation of allegations that the president was not truthful about Iraqi weapons. Madison stations expect to air the spot for anywhere from 2 to 5 days. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.